This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The next bull market in stocks won't kick off until the Fed is forced to bail out the U.S. government. That's what Bank of America has stated. So the Bank of America is saying that there will not be another bull market until we get a bailout from the government. What's the deal with this?
America's in trouble. Inflation keeps going up. Does not seem to slow down. Seem to slow down anytime soon.
It says we're going up to 6.
Which would be gracious. The bond market is falling apart. The housing market, housing applications have dropped almost 50%. The savings rate from 2020 went from 40% down to 3. People don't even really have money to invest into market extra expenses now. And someone asked me, are we going to have like a hard crash? I think this is going to be like a slow, gradual crash that just continues to like grind down. We're going to have to change almost everything that we, how we do business in this country. Otherwise, we're going to fall apart very fast. We have some really big competitors in Brazil, Russia, India, China, that are all coming to eat our lunch at the same time while leadership is not doing a great job, while the Federal Reserve is trying to offset the issues that we're having, but they haven't been doing a great job. I keep saying it. America is Hulk Hogan. It was amazing in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and now we're falling apart, and now we're on our worst leg. We have a lot of improvement to do, and we need to do this really fast. Like the next 3, 4, 5 years are going to be incredibly important. Yeah. It looks like we do need a bailout for sure.
I'll give you a statistic, right? They said the U.S. government currently has a debt pile of $31 trillion with a T. I'm going to give you context behind that. $31 trillion, and that's expected to soar by $20 trillion over the next 10 years. So we're potentially looking at $50 trillion with a T. The debt pile, right?
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of $5.2 billion a day and $218 million every hour.
Spending like drunken sailors. And then we sold our toll roads many years ago. There's very little innovation in the United States of America. Small businesses are not doing as well. The government don't have enough programs to help the small businesses.
Corona bailouts.
It's tough, man.
A lot is happening in that same time.
So here's it. The good thing, you can always print money, and there will be another stimulus. So when they say things like this, like the average person is looking like, oh, this is a doomsday, but stimulus is part of the American economy.
Also leads to the downfall.
Well, it's been happening for 50 years. It's not like something that's just, it's just accelerated, during COVID and during the financial crisis 2008. Mm-hmm. But there's always been bailouts. There's always been stimulus programs.
But you can say this one, like once we got off the gold standard, that's when that was the canary in the coal mine that told us like America was starting to fall apart.
No, it wasn't. That's when America became great again. What do you mean? That was the greatest years of America.
Okay.
That was the greatest
years. So when the Dope Boys ran up the bag in Atlanta and St. Louis and money was flowing in.
I don't know who he's talking about.
Shout out to the guys. Right?
I don't know who he's talking about.
The money came in so fast, it felt like it was never going to end.
Yeah.
And then you have a day when it all goes away.
So
America's like in the fallen version of like.
So at some point you're saying that, yo, stimulus is obviously a part and we saw it expedited. That's why I was saying this debt pile of 50 trillion, which is like, I mean, you can't even count to that, but like at some point we got to stop printing the
money. Every time we print money, we're borrowing literally from our future. It's like having a bad credit card.
No, yeah, it's not
sustainable. Yeah.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Listen. America became the world's number one superpower, I think, after World War I,
uh-huh.
Right? It was like 1940, 50?
That's two.
I think
World War II was 41 to 45.
So what was World War I? Like in 1930-ish?
To like 22.
It was after the Great Depression.
Great Depression is 29.
So look, my whole point is, this hasn't even been a 100-year cycle.
Mm-mm.
Empires last
252 years.
So
how long has America been running?
We haven't even hit a 100-year mark. What you're referring to as far as the gold standard, that was during President Richard Nixon.
That's 69.
That was right around 1970.
And look at the decline of the dollar since. Everyone put in chat, how much has the dollar fallen since
we came off the gold standard? Look at the rise of the American economy from 1970 to 2010.
It's Jose Canseco.
It's the biggest, what tech and everything has been able to accomplish in the last 40 years hasn't happened in 4,000 years in America, in world history.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually the biggest economic miracle ever. So that's actually the America's best times actually came after they got taken off of the goal.
That sounds like all the girls in LA that party, they go to the bathroom and real quick, and then like, oh my God, it's the best party ever. It is for right now.
A gentleman's bump.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, nothing, we know this, nothing lasts forever.
I think the key is what you said. How long, when is sustainability
10 years. China will have a bigger economy in America, they said, in the next 10 years.
Absolutely.
So at that point, China is
India's on our ass too.
So at that point, China is number one.
Yeah.
China's going to be number one.
Because of gross mismanagement.
And debt.
So,
yeah.
But here's the thing. Just because you're not number one doesn't mean you still can't be successful.
No, you can be great.
Great Britain is still a successful country.
Yeah.
Not how it used to be.
Of course.
Yeah.
Not. Of course not.
Yeah. And this is the difference. Like, we had some...
But would you rather live in London or Uzbekistan? No disrespect to Uzbekistan.
Shout out to all y'all. Balky and all y'all.
I would prefer to be in Mexico. When I say como se dice, I'm coming back soon. Love y'all.
I would rather be in London, and we'll see you in June.
Yes.
That's a fact. Well, I got the date.
Shout out to London.
I got the date.
But the number one cause of all empires collapsing, one of the top three reasons, is printing too much money.
And negligence.
Gross. I mean,
it was gross negligence printing all this money.
But it's also, yeah.
Yes.
This is a difficult issue.
Yeah.
It's negligence on, some people have to take accountability as well. Not just the government's fault. Empires fall because of the people, too. The people.
It starts at the top,
the
though.
People. Have gotten lazy. The people have not championed the right thing. Yeah, government influences, but
the greatest influence.
Yeah, but you still got to take responsibility.
They program our food, water,
you gotta take
education system.
100,000 people listen to Market Mondays every single week, right? They're making a decision to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're saying, like, who put the liquor store in the neighborhood? Well, who made you drink liquor?
But programming is there for a reason, though.
But
we're trying to.
You gotta take it, but it's self responsibility. At some point in time, you gotta have accountability.
I agree, but a greater force is. And Keys and I had this conversation like about what was the greatest products in American history. Slavery being number one. That was the first business. The American education system is like the most successful startup for the Rockefeller family.
And it fell apart.
What did?
American education.
How, when all of our kids are mandated to go by law?
Because we went from being one of the top educations to we're not even in the top 15.
No, the education system was not to benefit us.
I'm not talking about us.
Yeah.
I'm talking about every person in America. educationally ranking, we're behind 15 or more countries, not just black people.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
This is a racial thing. I'm talking about.
No, I'm not saying
people are not educated on every level.
I'm saying I think you're talking about from a business standpoint.
From
you're talking from a business standpoint. Right? Like, from a business standpoint.
Yeah, the American education system was created by Rockefeller to benefit his companies.
Yeah, but I'm saying only way to benefit his companies is you still need to have educated people.
Or you just need bodies.
You still need productive people.
You
need productive people.
True.
You need productive
people.
But
the most important thing is you need people.
TikTok and all of this is creating a generation of unproductive people.
Instagram first?
Instagram, yeah, it plays a part, for sure.
Big part. Hey, Meta.
See you
soon. Make some changes. See you soon.
See you soon.
Gotta make some changes.
Shout out to all y'all
Hip hop has done
verified folks.
Yeah, AB and I was talking about this earlier. How much damage has hip hop done? That is a tool of destruction that got put in our communities too.
Yeah. How much damage has drugs done? We consume more drugs than any country in the world.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
We consume more everything. We consume more pornography. We consume more drugs. We have more people incarcerated. Mm-hmm. We do everything more. We consume more alcohol.
Take it to the max.
We consume more fast food. We have the worst diets. We have the highest rate of diabetes. We have the highest rate of cancer. We have the highest rate of heart attacks. This is a...
And who's going to benefit from that? Apple, Microsoft, Eli Lilly?
It's a pattern of...
BlackRock and Vanguard.
It's a pattern of indulgence. How you do one thing is how you do everything.
That's true.
And there's the business aspect, right?
Absolutely.
I got the bodies.
That's done by design.
You become the product.
Yep. If I can train you from a kid all the way through 18, 19, 20, not to fight, to go with the system, go with the flow.
Some are going
to
make it up.
1%, yeah.
I open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
Fact. Right?
But what do you guys think? Do you think we are programmed and we need to be deprogrammed, or is it a issue of lack of accountability? But America's...
Unlearned.
No, it's everybody's fault. It's not just the people. It's the government's fault. It's people's fault. It's everybody's fault.
Enough blame to go around.
What do you guys think? Best comment, I will cash app you tonight. Let me know. Engagement. I've been watching Mr. Beast videos.
Captain Cash App.
That's funny. That's funny.
Captain Cash App.
I like that.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.